Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. You're listening to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. It's always good to be back on Blog Talk Radio and Reaching the World for Christ to tell everybody that Jesus loves them and that he wants to save them. And we welcome all of the new listeners from all over the world. And we want you to feel free to come in and worship the Lord with us. If you don't know the Lord, you can know him today. And we want to thank all the ones out there that listen every week that are praying for this broadcast. We couldn't do it without you. We got to have all the prayers coming in. And we just thank God for you and continue to pray for this ministry that will reach out to more and more people that are lost and that need the Lord. And Jesus just wants us to cast our cares upon him. So if you have a need tonight, just wherever you're at, wherever you may be, Jesus is there and he's ready and willing to forgive you of your sins. He's ready to heal you of whatever your needs are. Just cast them on the Lord and he'll meet your needs if you'll just get sincere with him and if you have faith to believe that he can do it. Tonight, our broadcast is going to be on Philippians 2:12, and I'll read that here in just a minute, but I want to say that the ones that are listening by Facebook can put their prayer requests or their praise reports in the comments, and we'll get back with them. We've been getting a lot of praise reports of what God's doing, and we just thank God for that. So if God's been doing something for you, just let us know. We'd like to hear those praise reports of what God's doing. Philippians 2:12 says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." You know, no one else can work out your salvation. No one else can get you to the Lord but you. And you got to choose this day whom you will serve, because you can't serve two masters. You either have to serve Jesus or Satan. But Joshua said in the word that, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And, you know, you have to confess to the Lord your sins. And he's faithful and he's just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Hebrews 2:3 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" You know, if you don't know the Lord, like I said before, as your personal Savior, just run to him. He's waiting with his open arms. He's wanting you to come to him, and he's wanting to take up his abode in your heart, and he'll lead, guide, and direct you into all the truth. So just give Jesus your heart tonight. If he's dealing with you, just confess your sins to him, like we said earlier, you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Jesus loves each one of us, and he wants us to live for him. You know, he died for our sins that we could live. But we have to give our hearts to the Lord before we can live, you know, with him someday in heaven. But we got to make up our minds that we're going to live for Jesus. And so please don't turn him away today. Don't turn him away any longer, because we're not never promised another breath. And people's going out of here every day. You don't have to be old to go out of this world. So please just turn your life over to Jesus today and let him take full control of you. And he will lead, guide, and direct you, like I said. And, you know, you'll have that joy that you never had before. You'll have that peace in your mind that passes all understanding. And you'll also have eternal life in the end. So we just want everybody to reach out tonight and get what they need from the Lord. And Philippians 2:21 says, "For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ." You know, we need to be seeking out the old path and walk therein. We need to seek out the good things of God, salvation, healing, the Holy Ghost. You know, if we get the Holy Ghost, he'll give us power to fight the devil, and he'll give us power to be witnesses. So the Lord just has so much to offer us if we'll just give our hearts and lives to him. So we're going to come around and sing one song, and then we're going to get this other caller in here. And so just bear with me as I go over there to where Tim's at. We're going to sing a song, and then we'll be back in just a minute. Just worship and praise the Lord with us and pray for us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Give me your hand, let's agree together. I don't have what you need in the least, or crumble at our feet. For whatever we find on earth shall be found in heaven. And that's the name of Jesus. Satan has to win. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Those Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. And like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle, with the Lord by our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power.
Praise the Lord. Come on and bless us, sir.
I've been praying God bless us all.
Yes, amen.
If Jesus don't bless us, we don't get blessed, folks. That's just what it's about.
That's it.
I told Sister Betty, it sort of stuck with me on this topic. You know, but any topic in this Bible, it's going to have something to do with Jesus Christ and salvation that he died to give us. And praise God,
yes,
it's an honor to get to speak in the name of our Savior, to get to speak,
amen,
to convince people, hey, there's a better way of living. Guess what? You don't have,
amen,
to be miserable all the time. You can turn that frown, like old saying, upside down. Have that smile on,
amen,
your face. Smile on the smile. Everything's going wrong. Not if you've lined up with Jesus, because you've got eternity waiting for you. It's no pitiful life. It's here and it's gone. But praise God, eternity is forever. Glory to God. We got more to,
yes,
thank God for today than we've ever had.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, but it's not in my life. It's not in my life. Jesus cleaned my life up, and he will yours.
Amen.
You just got to trust him one time and get serious and get down and ask him into your life. He'll be there from then on. He'll be just what,
amen,
you need every day. Glory to God, he'll never fail you. What this is about is working out our own salvation with fear,
yes,
and dread. And I got news for you. I'm a preacher. I'm 68-year-old. I'm still working out mine. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm still working out mine. And it's with fear and dread. I fear lest I've done something I didn't know I did wrong. So I ask God every day,
amen,
before I go to bed, if I've thought something, said something, done anything that was not right in your eyes, forgive me, Lord. I don't want to go to,
yes,
bed with all of you. I want to be clear, lay my head down at night, and know that everything about me is right with God. That's how you want to walk every day, too. I'm going to start back in chapter 2 at the very first verse up there. Let's read down a little. It says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same,
yeah,
love, being of one accord, and one mind. Think about that. Have you ever been to a church where everybody in there had the same thing on their mind? They was like-minded. They come to worship Jesus. I've been in,
yeah,
church, but not many more than that. Because always there's bickering. There's people that wants to work out everybody else's salvation, but they're leaving theirs.
Amen.
They can tell you every fault of everybody in there. Just what's wrong with them. Just what they do wrong.
Mom.
But they don't look at what they might be doing wrong, which is judging. And there's not but one judge, and that's going to be Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, 10th verse, says that we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You don't have to stand before the judgment seat of James Miles or of your preacher or of your Sunday school teacher, of your mom and daddy. You stand before Jesus. That's who we're going to answer to. So when we're working on our salvation, it's got to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to please him. We can't please the world and make it in, but we can please Jesus Christ and know we're going in. Said, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. What's vain glory up all that? I'm so good that I can look at you and tell you what's wrong. I'll come here and I'll get that mote out of your eye. But the Bible said I got a beam sticking out of my eye. I can't see my faults, but I can see yours. They're plain as day. I can see them. But I need a mirror, don't I? Because the first place you got to look to work out your salvation is your life, your walk with Christ, your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Do you wake up in the morning, shoulder that cross, and follow after Jesus? Or do you wake up in the morning praying, Lord, help me have a good day. Lord, help me not get into it with people at work like I did yesterday. But if you got into it yesterday, you have been praying last night, Lord, forgive me. That's what we're doing. We're neglecting, hallelujah, the greatest thing in the world is the salvation that Jesus Christ died to give us all. When we're not looking to our salvation and our faults and our failures and our weaknesses, glory to God and strengthening them, then we ain't got time to look at somebody else. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And it said, but in lowliness of mind, you got to let each esteem other better than themselves. Glory. Do you think everybody goes to church with you is better than you? Probably not. But that's how Jesus said to do it. Jesus said, look at them and prefer them before you. I'll be last. Y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead. I'll be the last one in the gate. I just want to get in the gate of heaven. If y'all need to go first to make you feel better, go first. Because if I get there, I'm just as important to Jesus as you are if you're leading the parade. Glory to God. That's old country preaching, ain't it? That's what it's about, though. We can't get there thinking that we're above everybody else. We're low. We're the lowest of the low. We got to be the last ones because we're seeking everybody else, trying to bring them to Jesus. We're trying to work out our salvation, keep ourselves free from sin, undivided from the world, separated, a holy people. Glory to God.
Yes.
Worshiping
Amen.
And to the Father, giving him our everything, giving him all we've got inside, pouring our heart out to God. And when we find somebody that needs to hear about it, pouring our heart out to them too. Glory to God. He said, look not every man on his own things, but
Amen.
Every man also on the things of others. What you talking about there? It ain't saying look at your neighbor's stuff and want it. It's saying look at your neighbor. If he has need of something and you've got something to help him with, help him. Pick him up. Don't push him down. Pick him up. Because glory to God, that's our lot in Christ. He come down here because we were lost, undone, without hope. Glory to God. We didn't know nothing. We couldn't tell nothing. We've lost in sin. And he died to take those sins away from us. And we don't have to face a God when he sits on that judgment throne. Glory to God. Passing judgment. Because praise God, we can get past that through the blood of Jesus. Or through worshiping. Through really serving God.
Yeah.
Not just pretend stuff. Not going to church and sitting there like a new knot on the log. Just sitting there looking, never move, never speak, never help nobody, never get up and pray for anybody. That's not serving
Amen.
God. That's not working out your salvation either. You hear me? That's not working out your salvation. God wants somebody that's meek to the master's use, glory to God. Somebody that's willing to rise up above themselves and reach out a hand to somebody else, preferring them above themselves. Praying a blessing on them, and if there's any left, Lord, bless me. But bless them first, God. Don't they go to the altar, and people just sit back there and look out. Sometimes there's one or two might stretch your hand out. Help get up, lay hands on, pray for them. Seek God, help them to win salvation. You pray them through, glory to God. That's what it's called, but they don't do that anymore. Two or three, and the rest of the church is set there loose. Because why? They're not working out nothing except working out a way to get out of the church, get on back to what they're doing before they come to church. They come there, they got nothing to give God but a little bit of time. And they're begrudging that, because if you go over preaching, they're sitting turning that arm up looking at that watch. Oh, it's long.
Amen.
I can't stand this long-winded preacher. Well, the preacher's trying to get your soul into heaven. And if he's got to tell you something extra that God gives him to tell you that you're wrong, that you need to be corrected, you need to check yourself, you need to get into working out your salvation with God. You can't just sit there and say, I got all I wanted. You better be seeking more. God, glory to God. I have to seek God every day. I want more. He's got so much more than I've got, praise God. Hallelujah. I want all the gifts to work in me. I want to be able to pray about something and see it in a vision and know what's going to happen. Because, praise God, we need to know things. We need to know who comes in the church through the spirit of discernment to know whether or not they're fit to be up there on the stage, glory to God. I've seen a foot preacher up there, didn't have no business in the church, much less in the pulpit. They'd come in, they'd sit right on it. Yeah, brother, come on up and preach to us. They'd get up there, him all around, talk about fishing, talk about coon hunting, talk about
that,
and then get down. Ain't nobody got a thing from it. Ain't nobody lifted up to God. Ain't nobody come to the altar because they don't want to come down to a coon hunter or a fisherman or a whatever. They want somebody that's got God in them that can lead them to the throne of mercy. Praise God. It's a mercy seat. Glory to God that we all got to sit on. And we got to get to that mercy seat to get to Jesus, to get that salvation. And praise God, ain't no time to sit down on it. When you get salvation, if he forgave you, act like it. Be the child of God you're supposed to be. Don't just claim it. Be it. Glory to God. People come to church, they glory to God, and they come to church, and all they want to do is flirt with people. Go around, rub on them, count on them, talk to them, get right up against them, and people trying to back them off. And they do that, why? They didn't come for Jesus. They come for themselves. They come to see what they can get, what they can do, what they can get into. Right. Well, praise God. If you ain't got Jesus in your friends, you'll be in the same boat. You'll fall, ain't going to be nothing to pick you up again. Because if Jesus ain't enough for you, you'll never find this salvation that we're preaching about tonight. Glory to God. It said work. You got a little work to do. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Well, what am I afraid of? You're afraid of falling short. That's what. I'm afraid that I missed the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. He's called me to do something. He's called me to be somebody. He's called me to go places and tell people there's a better life. There's a better way. There's more happiness, more joy. There's greater gifts of the Spirit than what we're using in the church today. Wake up. Glory to God, wake up. I'm going to skip down a little and go to verse 9. It said, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, talking about Jesus Christ, and give him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those things in heaven, things in earth, and things under there. And I want to, there's one word in that verse that I want us to concentrate on tonight. And it said that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every knee should bow. But every knee don't bow. Even in church, when they go to speaking about Jesus Christ, a lot of people just look off to the side or looking across the aisle, see what your neighbors do. They ain't paying attention. At the name of Jesus, we ought to wake up. Well, hey, that's my Savior you're talking about. That's my Lord. Hallelujah. That's the one that's coming back for me. That's the one that's went to prepare a place for me. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going home with him one day. Instead, it's like, and they're yawning, sleepy-headed, looking around their eyes, They ain't got no interest. Be quiet, because he's not their God yet. They have not even got a hold of the salvation that he come to give us all. Praise God. They're sitting there and they're dead. They're dried up. They're like a vine, got limbs. Some of them needs broke off because they ain't bearing no fruit. They don't know nothing, got no root in the vine. I'm telling you, because why? They have never yielded in to Jesus.
He Amen.
Praise God. It goes on and says this, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But when you get to church, hallelujah, boy, it's my favorite topic. Because when I get to church and the word gets hot and heavy, you get to preaching it, you're dancing, it can't be still. Word's got you moving. Word's flowing through. It's coming faster than you can even preach it. Praise God. And you be speaking about the name of Jesus. Tell them about the glory of the Lord and glory to God. It don't move on nobody.
Says, Amen.
And I just wonder if I can feel all that I'm feeling. And my soul is swelled up and filled up with the glory of God and sweet Holy Ghost is shouting me all over the building while I'm preaching. Why can't they feel it too?
Amen.
Now let's go to the verse. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. People, if you're not afraid of God, if you have no fear of God, I'm going to have to say that you're awful dumb. You may have scholars, you may have degrees, but you're awful dumb. And how can I say that? Because I go by what the Word of God said. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's where you will start. That's where you learn about how the world truly turns and how the world was made. And what this world consists of is the Word of God being spoken, and it became because he's God. We were made of the dust of the earth. And he breathed the breath of life into man. Glory to God. So when I say work out your salvation with fear and trembling, you might ought to learn about a godly fear that we need to have of God, that lest we fail him and we don't make it in, because that lake of fire is going to be awful hot to be in eternity and cannot die in a fire that's consuming you, and yet you can't burn up. I'm using it. I choose Jesus. He's my lot, my parcel. He's exactly what I want. He's exactly what I need. He's my joy. He's my peace. Glory to God. And if you don't have him, you don't have a clue what I'm talking about. It says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, if you truly know God, the things you do, you're going to be ordered by God to do. Because he said, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. In other words, he guides our steps. He takes us where he wants us to go. He takes us to do what he sent us to do. Glory to God. If you're not listening, you got no fear. You ain't worried about working out nothing. That may go work out at the gym every now and then. That's all the workouts you're going to do. Then you'll never know the will of God for your life, what he's laid up for you. You may be the best soul winner that ever walked on earth. But if you won't do it, somebody else will get that gift. Somebody else will take your place. Somebody else will replace you in the kingdom of God, too. Because if you won't do for God, God ain't going to keep blessing you either. It said, do all things, murmurings and disputes. Glory to God. Oh, how many churches you know like that? They don't ever get in an argument. But we're going to put new carpet down next month. And we're going to put this nice red color in here to go good with the drape. Somebody's going to have a fit. They don't like the color. I'm in church. I can't stand that. Are you going to recover the pews? We're going to do them in this kind of fabric. I can't stand that. I ain't sitting on murmurings, disputings. That's what people are today. And you know how you hear these, what they call woke people? Well, I'm speaking my truth. You better learn what the truth is. The truth's right here in this book. It said, glory to God. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. Glory to God. That's what the word says, and that's what the word means. He is the truth. The word of God is the truth. If it wasn't, how'd it predict all these things that's happened through all this time? But it's predicted it. It's told us there'd come days where, glory to God, a people eat together them teaching. Teachers having itching ears. They don't want to hear the truth. They want somebody to pat them on the back.
Come on.
And you all right. And here's a, I'm going to mock the man. I know I shouldn't. Lord, forgive me. But God loves you just the way you are. And he preaches that all the time. Y'all might know who I'm talking about. I just don't feel like calling his name. I'm not ashamed to. But that's wrong.
Amen.
That's a lie. God said you must be born again. If you're going to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Well, when you're born again, don't you think, being born again, that you're a babe in Christ? And that you need to start working and building yourself up and growing in the word of God, a growing in the Holy Ghost, a growing in the works of God, a growing in your own salvation. That's what
yes, amen.
You got to work
yes.
your salvation out. It don't just fall in your laps because you said, forgive me, God. You got some stuff to do. You got growing
amen.
To do and studying to do.
Right.
You got prayer. That needs to be prayed. You got fasting. That needs to be done. You got giving. That needs to be given. Glory
yes.
to God. Don't always look to receive, but give. Say, God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Right.
He said, do all these things without murmuring and disputing that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among
amen.
Whom you shine as lights in the world. Friend, I'm going to tell you something, and I regret even saying it, but it's the truth. There's too many Christians let the light go out. There's too many Christians like that old song, this light of mine, you know, little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, they put it under a bushel. And they don't want nobody seeing it because they make
amen.
Fun of them and say, oh, you're a homophobe, or oh, you're a transgenderphobe, or oh, you're this, oh, you're that, because you're a Christian. You just tell them, no,
Mom.
I'm a child of God, and I believe in the
amen.
Word, and whatever he said is wrong, glory to God, it's still wrong. Don't matter what you believe, you believe like you want. If you want to serve the devil, serve him. But I choose to serve the Lord, and I'm not telling
amen.
To put you. When we go to telling them that, they're going to back off. Ain't nothing they can do with a made-up mind, folks. Glory to God. But you need a made-up heart. You need to
yes.
have a heart made up. That is God and God only whom I follow. It's God and God only who I'll listen to. It's God
yes.
and God only that can grant me salvation. It's God and God only
Jesus.
That can bring my children in. It's God and God only that can save our nation.
Thank
ain't nobody
Jesus.
Ain't nobody you put in up there in the governor's seat or nowhere else that can change this nation. It takes God. And it's going to take people
amen.
That believe in God, that's praying for it to happen, and seeking his face, glory to God. Because he told
amen.
Him, glory to God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and glory to God, he'll heal our land. That's how America will be healed. That's when America will be great again. It's when we got in God we trust. It's not on the money,
amen.
But in the hearts of men and women around this country. And they quit this fighting. Well, my skin's not the color of yours, so I hate you. You're serving the devil. That's who told you that. Jesus Christ died for every living person that's ever been on this earth or ever will be on this earth. He died for your salvation. He didn't matter about skin color, did he? All men, he said. He took all our sins to Calvary. He took them to the cross and nailed them to the cross, praise God, that we might have salvation. that we might have a home in heaven. That he's coming back for all them that makes up their heart and mind. I'm going to trust the Lord. The world may burn up, but we don't have to burn up with it.
Amen.
Verse 20 and 21 said, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own and the things, and not the things which are Jesus Christ. Think about that.
Amen.
Now, that was back then, even. Everybody was seeking their own. I would go to church this weekend, but we planned on going camping. And we're going camping. Well, I'm planning to go fishing, and I'm going to wait and go Sunday. Won't be as much traffic stuff before my boat and go fishing. I've been wanting to go to the mall, and we're going to go this weekend to the mall, and we decided to go on Sunday. Ain't as many people.
Come on.
That happens every week at every church. They're making excuses. I got to get away from this. I can't stand all this worship. I can't stand all this praise. That's all we do. We go to church. We sing them beautiful songs. And they get me shook up inside. And I just want some peace. You better go back to church and listen closer. That's where you're going to get your peace. And you'll not find it in nothing else. Ain't another name given among men through and by which we must be saved other than Jesus Christ. And them songs is singing glory to him. That's why people can't stand today. I'm going to read over a little bit out of Timothy. 2 Timothy. The first chapter, third verse 7. And it says this, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise God. I'm so glad. Because I thought for a long time I did the little dance. But God gave me a sound mind. And he gave me a spirit of love. I love the people who've been mean to me before. I love the ones that put me down in school. I love the ones, hallelujah, God, that wouldn't hire me up here to place in town because they had an out against me. I'd been in there and worked before for years. I went back when they was hiring again. No, they didn't want me. The woman doing the hiring had a problem with me. I told her one time she was wrong. You know, sometimes you stand up for God, but people will try to put you down for it. But I had God lift me up, and I got a better job. I got one that paid more, better benefits. I don't have to have the devil's minions moving for me. I just need one God, one person, Jesus Christ, the giver of life. Praise God, the giver of blessings, the giver of peace. Everything you need comes from him.
That's it.
Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. You ain't called to be you anymore. You're called to represent Jesus wherever you go. And people say, well, that's not my job. That's a preacher's job. Sunday school teacher, the deacons. That's your job. You are an ambassador of Christ wherever you go. If you claim to be a Christian, if you're just claiming it, you might not be. But if you're truly a Christian, wherever you go, you're going to be telling about Jesus. You're going to represent Jesus. You're going to try to be holy in front of a lost and perverse nation, just like it said. We're going to be the light that shines to them out of this darkness of this world. A sin in this world has darkened the skies. It's so bad. But praise God, there's a light that shines out of a Christian that all the darkness in the world can't hide that light, because it'll break through that darkness and shine forth as a noonday sun every time. His name's not James Miles. His name's Jesus that lives inside. And glory to God, what I do, I got to know he's present with me. So what I do has got to be his way, and a holy way, and a clean way, and a pure way, and a clean talk, and a clean walk. Glory to God.
That's
you say, boy, you heard that word clean. Jesus does too. He wants a clean soul. He said, your soul can't have a spot, a wrinkle, or a blemish, or you won't make it in. because that's sin stained. So when we start walking for Jesus, we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. Glory to God.
Amen.
If it's so hard for you to walk upright, you better get back to an altar, get down, and seek out the Lord while he may be there.
Amen.
He'll shut the door on you. If you just keep turning him away long enough, he'll shut that door. You remember in the Bible, there's a story about two brothers. Y'all remember, I ain't gonna call her name. You know who it is. But one of them come in, he'd been hunting and stuff. Come in and said he's starved to death. He's about to die. And his brother said, well, I'll fix you a bowl of porridge. He said, yes, I'm about to die. He said, well, give me your birthright for it, and I'll give it. Well, what do I need that birthright for? I'm about to starve to death. Give it to him. He gave him a bowl of stuff, and he eat that. And it said, that man God hated. The other one he loved. Because he was seeking out the pleasure of God. He was seeking to get more God. The birthright was given to him. Praise God. And the other one got left out and said he come back and he was seeking that repentance. He said, sought it carefully and with tears that he couldn't find it. Why? You sold your birthright with God. People, I'm telling you, I don't care what's in this world. You better not sell out and let go of Jesus.
Amen.
Once you've got it, you need to keep it. You need to hang on. You need to work on your salvation. You need to seek the Lord with all your might while he can be found at you. Glory
to God. Thank you.
He said, who has saved us, called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Think about that. Before the world ever began, he had grace and mercy sitting already for us. He knew Jesus was coming. He knew the plan he had for us. He knew that salvation was going to be hard for us to find on our own. But through Jesus Christ, we can find that salvation. We can work out that salvation in the service of God.
Yeah.
It ain't talking about working in a coal mine or something. I'm talking about in the service of God. Prayer.
Amen.
Fast. Getting out and seeking people that are lost. Yeah. And try to win them to the Savior. That's everybody's job. And you say, well, the preacher goes out and talks to people. Well, how can the preacher talk to everybody? I don't see everybody you see.
Mom.
Brother God don't see everybody that his church sees. We all are ambassadors of Christ. We've all been called to work out our salvation. Glory to God. It goes on to, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. You think reading the word not important to a Christian anymore? Glory to God. But I tell you, he brought it to light, immortality. By what? By the gospel. By the words in this book. By the word of God that's being preached and taught. Glory to God. And now they got so many different kinds of Bibles, you can't even tell what it says. You can hold the King James. They go to reading, and you can't follow them. You don't even know what verse they're in because it's so much different. It's so changed. It's so watered down. It's not got the strength and power that the old Bible has. And I believe if we don't get back to it, we're going to fall short of the glory of God. And I'm going to move over to chapter 2. I'll start at verse 19. I'm reading a little bit of this. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You want to know how to work out your salvation? Praise God. You really want to know, praise God, how to work it out. Then don't sin. Stay away from sin. It's too evil. Push it away from
Amen.
You. Tell Jesus, put a shield on me, God. I don't want to touch nothing that's unclean or nothing that's against
Amen.
Your word. I don't want to speak nothing that's against your word. I don't want to see nothing that I shouldn't see. I don't want to touch one thing I shouldn't touch. I remember
Amen.
We bought a new car. Me and my wife bought a new car. We got her anointed the dash. Put her hands on the dash. Prayed that car would take us everywhere that God wanted us to go. But God don't let it take us nowhere that you wouldn't have me be. And that car's been good, 100-something thousand miles, ain't never had no problems. Just run it and go, run it and go. Because I want that car to take me where God would have me go. A lot of times,
amen,
we go where we need to go. We've made up our mind where we're going, when we're coming back, how it's going to happen, this, that, and the other, when we're going to let God make it up for us. And we'll never get
amen
on the wrong road.
That's right.
Glory to God. But that's just how it is. People has forgot that God is truly in control. I thought about all the things it tells us throughout this Bible. There's so many things you can go here and there, and it just lines up with this so well. Like right here, it comes out the book of Titus, little bitty book in the Bible. People don't even preach out it much, out of it much, or read it much, because it's just like three little chapters, you know. But in the second chapter, in verse 11, it said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men." So don't you ever say, "Well, God ain't never called me. God ain't never given me a chance. God ain't never moved on my soul." Well, it's appeared to you, to all men, all women, all boys, all girls. Salvation of God has appeared to you. You've seen the salvation of God. You've seen the people get in church. You've seen them if you just looked on TV. There's people on TV even that'll get in when they're having a service. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And
yes,
that's what
amen
it's talking about, folks. You talk about working out salvation. Praise God. That's how you do it. It said you don't do that stuff. Praise God. It denying ungodliness, worldly lust. Boy, Brother Don preached on this the other night about how people, their fleshly lust, desires of the world and the things in it has led so many down to that pit, glory to God. But he said, we deny them things. We crucify the flesh. We kill it out and its desires over the things it sees in this world. Because we I've got eternal life. Where can I get it out in this world? Which doctor is there that can give us eternal life? What medicine can you take that'll grant you eternal life? No work, nothing, nobody, just God. The only place you can go. Praise God, ain't it time that we just admitted that that's the only place we can go for eternal life is to the Savior, to Jesus. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Why you deny that? Why you don't think it's worth working for? Why you want to just sit down as soon as you get an altar, felt like you was forgiven. Now I'm done. I don't understand that. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself to us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise. Think about that. He told you why Jesus came. He told you what he did. He told you what he freed you from. And glory to God, I'm telling you right now, it's so stupid that you look back and you see the ones that was once in church. You knew they got that altar. You knew they got a touch from God. And you look at them a year or two later, and they're right back where they were. Same life, same things hindering them. Same things drug them down. If they were drinking, they're back drinking. If they was doping, they're back doping. If they was out here running with women or running with men and them married, they're back doing it again. But don't stop that. He said it's like an old dog returns to his vomit again. Old sow that's washed gets right back in the mud hole and wallers in it again. That's what he said. We got no more sin a dog or a hog.
Yeah.
When you do stuff like that, you throw away the greatest thing, the greatest gift that could ever be given to you, and that is Jesus Christ and his salvation. Glory to God. I love this record. There's so much in here. It's just,
yeah.
It gets hard to pick out the verses to go to, I'm telling you.
Amen.
Oh, my God. He said, this is a faithful saying. I'm reading over here in chapter 3, this is the 8th verse. A faithful saying, and these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto me. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strife about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is after the first and second admonition, rejecting. What it said. If he's going to come against the church, come against the things of God, you go to him and warn him. You tell him that ain't right. You tell him, brother, I love you. I need you to get back in church. Get back with God. Straighten your life out again. If they keep rejecting it, he said, out of the second or third admonition, rejecting. Because God did. You see, his door ain't always open for us. He ain't always reaching out that hand of mercy. That's why the Bible said in Isaiah, seek the Lord while he may be found. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Call upon him while he's near. Because there's a day when he'll do this. He'll draw back from us. Because he don't touch the unclean thing either. Just like we're
Amen.
Not supposed to. He's not going to touch you either. If you will refuse God so many times, God will also refuse you. And he can kick you out and take your name out of the Lamb Book of Life. No matter how long you served him, when you go back to the old way and the old things, because that new preacher don't preach like I like. He don't keep me excited. He goes, buddy, you better get in the Word of God yourself and get excited.
Amen.
You better work out that salvation. You better get back and seek God, because he ought to excite you. I don't want to have to go
Amen.
To church and the preacher excite me in the spirit
Amen.
To get me to where I can feel God and not glory to God.
That's it.
Know his
preaching.
I don't want a preacher to have to do it. I don't want nobody to have to come lay hands on me where I can feel
Amen.
The presence of God. If I can't feel it on my
Amen.
Life, it's because I don't have it. If you can't feel it, that's the exact cause. You don't have Jesus. You don't have that salvation that you're claiming. You can holler, I'm a Christian, and wave your hands all day. But if you don't have Jesus, friend, you're going to be left out. I don't care who you
Amen.
Think you are, how big you think you are, how rich you think you are. You don't have nothing without Jesus.
Come on.
All this junk down here is going to burn.
Amen.
Everything's going to burn. This place is going to burn. This world is going to burn. But I'm
Amen.
Going to be saved of the arms of the Lord. Where are you going to be?
Yes, amen.
I ain't preaching just to be preaching. I'm preaching because there's souls out there that need to come back to the Lord. They need to turn
amen.
Around one more time and look back to Jesus. He's the author
amen.
And the finisher of your faith. And praise God.
Yes,
he's calling.
Yes.
His mercy is reaching out. Why do you think we got a topic like this up? I didn't get it. God give it. That's what he said. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. If we don't quit this of playing in church, going in there, but they'll never get up and do nothing. You say anybody got testimony?
Come on.
They'll look off to the side, look over across the aisle, see if somebody
come on,
can say, somebody say a word. Why? Their testimony would be a lie, and they know it. They're not serving
Amen.
God. If they would, there's no safer place in the world than in the house of God to raise your hand and to shout out glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Because you do it at work, they might get mad at you. Somebody will jump on you. You got to have guts to do it at work. Praise God, I've done it. I still do it wherever I go. Walmart, I don't care. If God gets on me, I'm liable to shout in Walmart. Why
Thank
would I
Jesus.
Do what you say? I'm not a man pleaser. I want to please Jesus. I want to please God. I want him to know that I know that I know that he loves me and has forgiven me and washed me clean. But I got news for you. It's up to me to stay clean. And it's
that's
up to
it.
Me to stay clean. I go over to God.
Amen.
These people, husband and wives, and they'll kind of separate. But one of them is usually hunting something else. When they separate, that's what they're doing. Praise God. And you'll hear about it. But they're still going to church. Still coming in there, smiling. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to get up and sing. I got news for you. It don't matter what you sing. If you sing like an angel, if you're not singing for the right reason, it won't count you nothing. If you're a preacher and you're out looking in front of the congregation in a way that you shouldn't, it don't matter what you preach or how much you study, because your heart is far from what you're saying. Your heart is on the world and the things in it, and you're going to burn unless you repent. People, it's not time to play right now. I don't care if if you'll just listen to the word of God and put it in play in your life. You don't have to worry about what the rest of the world does. You work out your salvation. You don't look around and hunt fault in the rest of the church. Wait till you know you're perfect. Then you look around, because you're not going to be perfected till you're with God or you're full of his spirit, so full that miracles, signs, and wonders is happening in your life like it did in Paul's Ephesians. Then you can look, and if somebody needs a warning, won't they? But until then, friend, you need to keep your mouth shut and your eyes shut if they're looking on somebody just to find fault. Shut your eyes. Bible said, if your eyes bend, pluck it out. If you're looking at them to find fault in the middle, pluck your eye out, throw it away. It's better to go into heaven with one eye than to have both and go into hellfire. If you can't pat somebody on the back at church for trying to feel them and stuff, rub on them and all that, you better cut that arm off. That hand is carrying you to hell.
Mom.
I'm telling you, I'm on preachers. I'm on Sunday school teachers. Glory to God, no matter who you are. If you're not obeying the word of God, you don't have God. He don't put up with you. He's not one of them that's going to listen to your truth. You've got to listen to his truth. You've got to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. You've got to live the word of God in your daily life. Everything you do ought to be done in a way to please God. I ain't here until I pray. They told me at restaurants not too far from here, said if you go there and you go to pray over your food, they'll tell you don't do that. It's not allowed in there. Well, I ain't allowed to eat in there then. I can't eat if I can't pray over my food.
And that's it.
People go in there, and Christians go there and tell me, oh, that place got great food. Why are you in there? Christians, why would you go to a restaurant that's so anti-God that they don't want you praying over your food? But they're going. Why do you want to go sit in a restaurant where everybody's drinking beer? Because it's a bar and restaurant. I ain't talking about them as separated. These places where they got a bar over here and a wall between them, and over here's a restaurant. That ain't what I said. I said where it's a bar and restaurant in the same place. All they sitting here drinking. I come out of there, and me as preacher, I come out, say, Sunday night. I go over and eat, and I come walking out, and somebody from the congregation see me come walking out of there. Why, he's in there drinking, and I ain't drunk a drop, but I'm causing them to do wrong. So I can't lay that stumbling block in my brother or sister's way. I avoid them places. You say, well, that's kind of strict, ain't it? Well, it might be for you, but for me, I'm going to do what God said. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, and I mean serve him. I mean be his child. I mean be his, period. If he wants me to do something or say something, if everybody gets mad at me, if he tells me to, I'll say it. Are you that way? People won't talk to their own family. Well, they'll get mad up and blow up. Let them blow up. I don't think they're made of dynamite. I don't think it'll destroy nothing. They might get mad and stay mad a little while, but they can vote. After a while, what you told them is still in the heart. They may come back to you and say, I want to thank you for telling me that. I denied it and I got mad at you. But the madder I got, the more God dealt with me. And I've come to know him as my Savior. And I want to give you my heartfelt thanks. You love me enough to tell me. People, there's people that right now need you to tell them something about Jesus. But they need you
Mom.
To show them something about Jesus. Glory to God. With this right here, we can say whatever. But with this right here, you're going to show them who you are. Praise God. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance
Amen.
Of the heart, your body is led to do something. If you got Jesus inside you, you're going to strive your best to do something to please him. Why?
Amen.
Because I'm working out my salvation. I'm working, glory to God, to please the Lord. That's how salvation's got. I got to please Jesus. And all I
Amen.
Do, Lord God, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, I just want to be right in your eyes. I don't want to be left
right.
out. What number's called. Hallelujah, God. If I'm still here, I want to be one of them that's called up and changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and called up together to be with Jesus in the cloud, where I'll ever be with Jesus forever. That's where I desire to be. My wife has passed away in 2020. I know where she's at. And I'm striving
Amen.
My best to get to be the same place. Not just
yes.
to see her. I'm going to see Jesus. He's the one I want to see. I want to kneel at his throne. I want to sing songs to him. I want to praise him for what he's done in my life, the goodness, the joy that I felt. Sometimes when sadness overrode me about stuff, I'd find the joy of God would break through my heart, and it'd be light shining
yeah.
again. That's the God I'm telling you about. That's the God he's asking you to serve him today. He's asking you, will you come home? Will you just come home? Don't you believe this garbage that once you're in grace, you're always in grace. Ain't nothing can bring you out. You're the one thing that can. You're the one that can bring you out of the grace of God. You're the one that can erase your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. You're the one that can lose hold on eternal life. You're the one
yeah.
that can fall into the clutches of the devil. Glory to God. And he wants you so bad.
Mom.
He'll lie to you. He'll tempt you. He'll try you. He'll bring obstacles in your way. He'll do all that. He'll make you sick. He'll make things fall apart. But God is a restorer and a rewarder.
Yeah. Praise God.
Seek him. Glory to God. How do you seek him? You seek him with faith. I know he's there. I bet your sister Betty can testify right now about praying against storms and them turning
yeah.
away.
Yeah. Amen.
I've been doing it. Like bad storm coming. Go to praying. Tear the trees up across the road and won't even move the yard.
Thank
That's
you,
the hand
Jesus.
Of God. That's faith
yeah.
in God. What he'll do for us. She turned a storm away this evening. Got out, went to praying. Thunder and light. But it was around. Why did it go around? It's coming right up. Because through prayer and faith, we can change things. You
Amen.
Can change who you are. You can change where you are with God.
Yes.
You can change where your family's at. Praise God. But you've got to open
yes.
your mouth and your heart and speak to God.
Yes.
He's not way
Amen.
Old. But you've got to scream and holler. You can whisper and God will hear you.
Amen.
He's there. He's waiting on you to come home. Just like the prodigal son. If you'll come back to God, God will run and meet you. And fall on you and accept you and forgive you and wash you clean again.
Amen.
But you keep going and you keep playing these foolish games, going to church and just sit there, going to church, raise your hands about this hour, all you can get out. You think you got it made. You ain't got it made till you see Jesus. When you see him and walk into that
Amen.
Golden street, then you got it made. Until then, you keep working. You keep striving. You keep digging. You keep
yeah.
pushing. You keep telling Satan, you're a liar. You're a thief.
Amen.
You're a murderer. But you're not killing me. I live through Jesus Christ. I live by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I live through Jesus Christ. And you can't kill truly a child of God. Because you can't snatch me out of his hand. Ain't nothing you can do. Glory to God. Men can kill me, but they can't put my soul into hell. But God can kill me. And put my soul into hell. That's why I'm working this out, folks. I'm on my way. 68-year-old. I got so much more behind me than I've got ahead of me. I'm looking for the gates on. What are you looking for? Are you looking for joy and peace in your life from all this mess? I tell you where to find it. Are you looking for just to have happiness and things in your life, glory to God, that you've always wanted, always dreamed of, somebody to love you and share this life with, glory to God, you never found the right one. They've never come along. You're still looking. Praise God. I know the one to go to.
Amen.
But you got to go by way of the cross, where that blood is still coming down. You go by way of that cross, and you kneel down, and glory to God, you get to crying out to Jesus, and you get to tell him how sorry you are that you turned back, or that you slacked up, or you slowed down, or whatever you did. Something led me away. God, just take me back, please. And he said in the book of John, the first John, first chapter, 9th verse, he said, if you'll confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's who Jesus is. He's never changed. He's going to be the same tomorrow, the next day, forever. He was yesterday and all the way to the front of time. He'll never change. He'll never change on you. But can you change? Can you change from where you're at with God right now and go to the place that you should be with God forever?
Come on.
Because if you can, friend, I ask you, get down before this broadcast goes off and pray to God and ask him, would you please have me back? Would you please accept me back? Put my name back in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want eternal life, and I want to be with you, Lord, forever and ever. I want to be with you in the kingdom of God. And you write down, if you prayed that, you put it in the comments down there, because we're going to rejoice with you. Because the Bible says the angels in heaven will rejoice over one sinner that comes to repentance. Just one. The angels of God would rejoice over you. They got
Amen.
To rejoice. And I praise God, it's the best move I've ever made. I'm old, but you see my jaws are falling down. Stuff like that. That don't bother me. I know that I'm aged. I'm going home before long. My hair's all turned white. Praise God, it don't matter because my heart's still true to God. Friend, I'm asking you, if you're not right with him, pray today. Just ask him, Lord, please, I need you. I know that I messed up. I know that I've been going to church, but I hadn't been doing nothing in church. I've been there, but God, I hadn't been part of it. Help me to do better, to walk upright before you, to get out and witness, testify, be a light in this world, because it's getting darker every day, because the lights of God are blinking out. A lot of them going home, and a lot of them letting the light out. They're letting it go out on them. They're like the foolish virgins. They got a lamp, but they got no oil in it. You need the Holy Ghost to lead you, to guide you, to teach you everything you need to know. And when you need to remember it, he said he'll bring it to your remembrance. Glory to God. That's what we need. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Cool off for a minute.
Praise the Lord. We're going to sing you a song right now and a few songs and to just worship the Lord with us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bear with us as we get this thing going here. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you.
I want to hear him say,
I'm gonna work it a few months till he comes.
Praise the Lord.
I'm out of forgotten, God's only begotten, and the price that he paid for my sin. I must not forget, joy not be friends, he died on the cross for all me. Lord, I have not forgotten.
James right here. He knows what this one is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm about to preach.
Overlook this noise over here. Sorry. Do you know how we feel? You know something's missing, and you're still a small voice that just keeps it missing. You know how it feels to be troubled inside, and they can't see all across someone's eyes. Do you know how I feel standing off to surrender as you've been washed away? Never to be remembered, and know that it's real. Tell me, you know how it feels, how that can feel. No, it's all up to you, Heavenly Father, owns everything. How does it feel? Don't you are the God one who created the stars up above. How does it feel to know you're all right? You know how we feel when the cold heart is melting and tears started flowing the moment she fell into the know how it feels to know you've been pain and it seems that the whole world has been in pain. You know how it feels wherever you roam, you still get the feeling that you're not at home, though it isn't in Israel. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars of the sky? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each time and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Pretty good to know how it feels.
Lord. My Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Yay, mate.
They're in one of these. I'll just have to do another one. She's been trying to look through some papers to see which one she can learn, and through valleys so wide and deep, I should have walked my way. A brother mountain so steep, they took my strength away.
Back Calvary, he did it for all men.
Romans 10, starting in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt
Amen.
Believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Amen.
For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that's pretty plain right there.
Amen.
Brother Miles, do you want to come in and say something else?
Well, I always do.
Praise the Lord.
I got something out of Hebrews 2 I was wanting to read right quick.
Yes, go ahead.
Hebrews chapter 2, start the first verse. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. That's what
Amen.
We've been preaching. That book about your salvation, you got to give a lot of heed to what the Word of God said, because you could let it slip.
Yeah.
If you slip, you can lose that great salvation that God gives you. And it goes on, says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the
Amen.
First began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard it? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. The glory to God.
Yes.
See, how can you get away from punishment if you neglect the salvation of God? And yet we hear stories of say, preachers that preach 25, 30 years. All of a sudden they leave their family, their church, they run off with some woman. They left
Mom.
The salvation of God. They're going to not find a way to escape that punishment. And glory to God, we preach this because there's a lot of people that's come into church and claimed to be saved and born again and born of God and felt his spirit and his almighty power. And then all of a sudden, maybe 2 or 3 years, you don't even see them at church no more. And you find them and they're back out in the world doing them stuff. You need to repent and come back to God. Said, for he will abundantly pardon. Glory to God. But you've got to come back to him. You've got to repent. You've got to do your first works over. Glory to God. It's time right now. We ought to be more serious about serving God than we've ever been. This ought to be the most holy a time in the world, a whole world, for Christians. We ought to be seeking the things which belong to God, doing the things which are of God and for God, and to bring his glory down, because he's coming back. Friends, it can't keep going the way it's going. They're talking about taking our children from us and carrying them out and transition them into something that they're not, and where they can pretend to be something else. That's of the devil. He's a liar. He's the first liar. He lied from the beginning. And praise God, he's still lying to us today. Glory to God. We don't have to fall for that garbage. We can stand for something that's right and true and holy and pure. And this Jesus is his name, glory to God. He's the one that formed this earth. He's the word of God. Hallelujah. That was spoken, and everything that is became. And glory to God, he's coming back again, friend. And when he speaks next time, it's going to be an end of all the evil, all the wickedness, all these desirous people that desire everything but God. They're going to get what they desire, only it's going to have to be in a lake of fire, burning with brimstone, with all the fallen angels and the devil himself. But being there to torment them and laugh at them. You fell for all that junk and garbage I put in front of you when God had promised you eternal life in the kingdom of God, and you fell for my life. And you suffered the same thing. People, they come in a day, and it's not far off, when the true children of God are going to rise to the top. Glory to God. We're going to have to stand, and we're going to have to go through some things. Praise God. But through them, we're not going to stay in them. Praise God. Because he'll deliver us out of the hands of the devil, out of the snare of the enemy. Glory to God. He's with us today. He'll be with us forever. Glory to God. Hey, one thing. Not one weapon formed against you can prosper, because your soul belongs to you. If you've got God in it, now it belongs to God. He's going to get his and bring it home. Hallelujah. But what about all them that's come into the church and say, I got saved. Glory to God, baptize me. They get baptized, and all they got was wick. And the world's full of them. And there's going to be a day when there's a recompense of reward given to all men. Hallelujah. Because they'll deny God in front of their friends. But he said, if you deny me, I'll deny you before my Father and the holy angels. Come a day when God's going to tell the truth about you. One time, once and for all, he's going to tell the truth. If I hadn't been doing right, he's going to tell it. I ain't got to confess it. He already knows it. Praise God. So it's time to just get down. God, you know what I've done. You know who I am. You know what I'm about. But I want to repent, and I want to be born again, truly born again, with your spirit, the indwelling in me, God, that I can walk up right before you and before all men. Hallelujah. That there won't be fault found in me no more. Hallelujah. But I'm seeking the kingdom of God. I'm seeking an eternal home. I'm seeking to be at your presence forever. Hallelujah. Because I'm tired of the stuff down here. I want out. I want out of here. I want to come to a place where killing kids, murdering babies, all the things that goes on won't never be remembered again. I want to be in them places where husbands that get out and work themselves to the bone and all of a sudden find out their wife left with some other man, or either the woman's working and tending the kids, and all, and the man's run off with somebody else. I want to be in a world where that don't happen. I want to be where there's real love, pure love, love that you can feel, love that will last forever. A glory to God. The love of God has shed abundantly upon us, or to be enough to bring us in. There's no greater reward than to feel the love of God toward you when he comes into your heart. Praise God, you feel so clean, so pure, like a newborn baby. Ain't nothing on your charge. Praise God. And you can walk that way forever if you want to. But this is time to get down and repent. Glory to God. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read that verse. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. You let it slip. What you've heard preached, what you've read in your Bible, you let that slip from your mind, because something out here shining in the world, a beautiful woman, a handsome man, money, worldly things, all this stuff, and all of it is to perish. Glory to God. What do you want it for if it ain't going to last? What do you want a beautiful woman for and leave your wife that's faithful and true to you and run out with some old woman? If she's leaving her husband to get with you, there's no faithfulness in her. Do you not understand? Glory to God. And there's none in you if you run for it. Women, same way with you. Glory to God. Children, they'll do anything in the world to hurt mom and daddy when mom and daddy loves you more than anything. And glory to God, you ought to be one of them that thanks your mom and daddy. That does.
Amen. Mom.
I stay with my mama right now. She's 94 years old. But I'm up there with her, and I help her. I help her clean house, cook food, whatever I need to do. I'm willing to do it because I honor my mother, how she's loved me through the years. Even when I didn't deserve it, she still loved me. And that's just how God does it. He loves you when you're unlovable. He'll forgive you when you're unforgivable. Praise God.
Yes,
He'll
God.
Still let you come back. If you fall on your knees and come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, that's repentant spirit, sorry for what you've done.
Yes.
He'll receive you back. Glory to God. Don't let the devil tell you you've gone too far. You've done too much. It's too late. You fell. That's all there is to it. I pray. He's a liar. I told you he's lying to you. He don't want you to come and ask God because he knows God will take you back. He knows
Amen.
God loves you with a love that's beyond
yeah.
any love on this earth. He loves you more than your wife can love you. He
yep.
loves you more than mom and daddy can love you. He loves
Amen.
You more than brother or sister could love you. He loves you more
Amen.
Than anyone on earth could put love towards you. God loves you more. He let his son
Amen.
Come down here and die on Calvary's cross just to pay your sin debt. Your sin debt. The debt for being
yeah.
unruly toward him. He sent his son to pay that debt, hallelujah, that you wouldn't have to be responsible for it, to set you free,
Amen.
To make you an heir to the kingdom of God, hallelujah, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If that ain't enough to win you, if that ain't enough to make you desire to go to church and not just be there, but be part of the church, praising God, worshiping God, getting in and giving all you
yeah.
got, but praise God, then you're not going to make it.
Amen.
I'm saying that because we got too many that's playing with him. Too many that's lying to themselves and deceiving their own selves and saying, I've got
Amen.
His face. I cooked the altar. I got down and prayed, and I got God. I got baptized, and I'm set now. I can do whatever I want. I can't fall now because God loves me. People, I got news for you.
Amen.
There's one thing God can't do, and that's lie. So when you stand
Amen.
Before him, your name's either in the book of life or it's in the book of the devil, because you're going to his house, and you're going to live forever, but you can't go home with God. And it's time we made up our minds. It's time as,
yes.
as people that love the Lord, if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe there's a God, and it's time to seek him out and get him into your life. Hallelujah. You know what you'll be? You'll be a better husband, a better wife. You'll be a better brother and sister. You'll be a better neighbor. You'll be a better friend. You'll be a better child to your mother and daddy. You'll do everything better than you did before because you're
yeah.
not trying to hurt people. You're trying to help people and show them the love of God. That is so real and so true that the devil hates it because he's got nothing that he can put in front of you to compare to that love that God has shed on you. And it's
Amen.
Love. Hallelujah. I can't even comprehend it sometimes. I sit and think, why would God love me so much when I'm just a little bitty speck in this vast, vast universe? All these planets, stars, suns, moons, it's all through the universe. Why would he be mindful of me? And then I remember the Bible said we was made in the image of God. We was made
yeah.
where we could recognize good and evil. And still, we don't have
Amen.
Sense enough as human beings to choose something that's good. We choose the evil. We choose the nightclub where we can go dance and
Come
get
on.
With other people, go out. But now that in the colleges, a lot of the colleges, they put out morning after pills in vending machines. They said they can't do abortions like they want to, so they just give you the pills to do it. So this world's getting more wicked. Every day, they got vending machines in New York. That's got drug supplies in it to help you do your drugs. Now, you think about what we're coming to. We fought drugs for so long, and now it is, okay, do them. They don't like you. They're trying to do away with you. They're henchmen of the devil. And praise God, ain't it time we quit listening to everybody else and started listening to God? Start listening
Amen.
To God. save our soul, that can take us out of this mess, that can carry us into the kingdom of God to live forever and ever. You even get a new body. Think about it. One that won't grow old. One that will never die. One that will never be sick. One that will be sore nowhere. One that won't get hurt. Yeah. Praise God. Your heart will never be broken. Hallelujah. You'll rest in the love of God every minute of all eternity. Why in the world would you want to throw that away for whatever this world's got? And if you get everything you want down here, what's it going to profit you when you die? You can't take it with you. You have to leave it. But if you've got Jesus, he said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I'll be there with you. I'm going to take Jesus to the grave. Praise God.
Amen.
He's going to take me home. He's going to take me home. And I'm going to be with him forever. And friend, you can too. And we can be out of this mess and done with it forever and ever. You won't have to worry about them's untrue to you. Them people that's run off and left you. Your friends, be friends for years. All of a sudden you go and say, hey, boys, guess what? I got saved. And all of a sudden you ain't got no friends no more. Because the devil don't have a part with God. He don't like God. So the devil's people don't like God either. And they say, I don't have no friends. But now I've got friends that are so true. Whenever I'm in trouble, I call them and they pray for me. If I need something, they'll help me. If they got something I need, I try to help them. Because that's what God's people do. It ain't like the devil's. When you do something and get out in trouble, they just ignore you and run off and go to something else. They ain't going to stay and help you. They'll run because they're cowards.
Amen.
They can't face nothing. But God will face it all with you. He'll go through it every bit with you. And he'll carry you through it instead of leave you in it. And that's a God that's worth serving. That's a God that's worth loving. That's a God that's worth giving your life to. Hallelujah. And let him give you the fullness of life that he wanted to. He said, I didn't come just to give you life. I come to give it to you more abundantly. Hallelujah. If that ain't what you're seeking, glory to God, you ain't serve the devil. You ain't going to have no abundant life. You may not even have a long life. But in Jesus Christ forever is a long life, friend. It can be yours tonight. And all you got to do is make up your mind. Ask him to forgive you. Come back in your heart if you've ever put him out. Because it said, glory to God, we need to heed this word. We need to take these warnings. We need to take this time that's given to us to turn back to Jesus with the fullness of our heart behind our actions. Glory to God. Sister Betty, I'm about to get started again. I'm going to turn it back to you. We can get our prayer request in.
Do you have any more prayer requests?
Yeah, I got this girl named April Law. She's one of my sister Lisa's friends, works with the hospital, and they found out she had stage 3 breast cancer, done got into her lymph nodes and things, and she's asking prayer, and it's born at Keith Miles, and he's having back surgery today. There's 3 places. He fell off a porch several years back and fell on his head, and it broke his neck. And he's had so much trouble, they're having to go in there and go fuse 3 vertebrae together to try to keep it, giving him so much pain and all. And he's in there today for that, so remember him. Lift him up. Remember Mother. She's been having more dizzy spells and things for the last few days. I think it's just where she's getting too hot. She gets up and tries to do stuff if I ever leave the room, and I have to come back and get over and say, I'll do that. And she gets dizzy when she gets up. So lift Mother up. Lift me up in prayer.
Okay.
I've got needs in my body. My sinuses, my eyes have been watering so bad, can't hardly see. And there's so many others that lost and undone in this world. I got lost kids. I got lost loved ones. And there's so many that need to be lifted up to Jesus tonight. All these kids with cancer, people with cancer out there, and maybe they can all be like Dora. When they go back and check them out, we pray for them, they don't find any.
Yeah.
Because that's who our God is. He's still a miracle worker. That's all.
Praise God. Doc Kelly said that she got a call from her doctor and her liver was elevated, so they're setting her up for some tests to remember her. Remember Melissa Young. She needs a miracle. Remember Brenda Carden, she said she needs prayer for her family. Carla Locks has an unspoken request. Ann Hagen says to pray for her great-great-grandson and great-granddaughter. And she also needs prayer. And my great-nephew, Dylan, is in the hospital up here in Chattanooga. He's needing a miracle in his body to remember him. Rebecca Reed says she has an unspoken request for a couple, and the man is in very bad shape and needs a miracle, and his wife needs strength. And Brandy Huggins says to pray for a friend that needs it real bad. Anthony Lester is sick and needing healing. And God's been in and out of the hospital. She needs healing also. Carolyn Cooper, she's needing a miracle. She's been on chemo, and just pray that she gets a good report. We're believing the report of the Lord that by his stripes she is healed. And we thank God for what he's done for Dora. And just pray for Dora that she'll get her strength up. And she's taking therapy right now to get that up, and she's going to be going through some radiation. So just pray that God will have his hand up on her and that she'll come through and come back on soon. Remember, yes. Little Landon, little Noah that's taking chemo. Remember little Landon, he has been having a lot of side effects. He's about 4 or 5 years old now. And remember his grandparents that are caring for him. Remember Jeff Brown, he said he needs prayer for his family, for God to restore the family, for love and unity to be there, and for God to eliminate the division, and for the selfishness to be gone. And so let's remember that family. The devil that kills, steals, and destroys.
Hate you.
So we need to be lifting everybody up to the Lord. And remember all the lost. I got a bunch in my family, and everybody else has family members that need to be saved. Just pray that conviction will come up on them and that they'll surrender their lives and hearts to the Lord and be born again before it's too late.
Amen.
He needs deliverance, healing, and salvation. He's in the hospital right now, so just pray that God will heal him and deliver him and save him. And pray for a friend that has 5 sons that needs to be born again. And I want to thank God for touching my sister that was sick for over a month. God's touched her, and she's doing much better. She's able to eat again.
She had
infection around it, and they finally found her problem and gave her some antibiotics and stuff for the ulcer. So she's doing much better, and I thank everyone that's been praying for her. Let's continue to pray for them. My brother Larry needs prayer, and Glenn and Linda, they need healing in their body. Let's remember all the sick, all the ones in the hospitals, the nursing homes, prisons, all those that are homebound. And let's just all go to the Lord in prayer. And if there's any needs out there, God knows all about them. So we'll just pray for everybody's needs here. Go ahead, Brother Miles, and lead us in prayer.
Father God, as we come before your mighty throne today, Lord, you've heard the great need that you feel, how they need to heal, and some need to deliver from cancer, delivered, Lord, from all the attacks of Satan, the ones that are in the hospital, the homes, and all them. God, they need your touch to be with them, Lord, and just show the world how faithful you are to hear the prayers of the saints go. Because, Lord, right now we've got people in our families and lives that are lost, undone without you, God. But we know that there is a way. We know there's hope, and through prayer and belief and trust. And trusting in you to do it, God. Lord, I know that you will. I just pray, God, that you move in that family that they would fall apart, God. I know where the gloom's at. It's in Jesus to hold the family together. Come back and heal them of the departed, Lord. Bring them back together and make them holy. God, move on the ones with cancer.
Need strength, Lord.
Lord, move on them. Rebuke that cancer from their body, Lord. Your authority come over it, Father. Run it from them. Lord, take them out and heal them all the way. Lord, let the one that needed to be delivered and needed to be saved, God, I pray that tonight, Lord, through this word and the Spirit of God, that he is touched and he is delivered, God. And his
Good night.
Bye-bye, y'all. Good night. Love y'all.
Bye-bye.